Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Sarah Place as we talk about beef and climate change in just a moment.
Cattle parasites don't break for summer, so your fight against them shouldn't either. With Safeguard feed formulations, keeping up that fight is easier than ever. Available in blocks, cubes, pellets, or free choice mineral, Safeguard feed formulations are the convenient, labor-saving way to deworm cattle on grass. Simply add it to your current feed and mineral program. No processing, no shoot, no added stress. And you can be confident cattle are getting the proper dose. Finbendazole, the active ingredient in Safeguard, stays in the parasite. So even cattle that eat small amounts of Safeguard over a few feedings will quickly build up to a dose that's lethal to the most damaging internal parasites. You know the ones, brown stomach worm, Cuperia, and Nematodiris, to name a few. Remember to consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Then visit SafeguardWorks.com and see how Safeguard from Merck Animal Health can help protect your cattle from monstrous parasites all season long.
Our own Casey Shepherd had the opportunity to talk with Dr. Sarah Place of Elanco about beef and sustainability, and they talked about the fact that it's simply not true that if a large number of people stopped eating beef altogether, that would make much difference when it comes to climate change.
It isn't, you know, and that's another thing for people to remember is that you just can't eat your way out of climate change, right? Mm-hmm. This is not an issue that, one, is primarily driven by agriculture, so that's a key part of it. But it just doesn't make a big difference if you substitute your diet, right? So there was a great study that was done a couple years ago looking at what if every American went vegan, and you know, what would happen is we would slightly reduce greenhouse gas emissions by about 2.6 percentage points, and that's with all 325 million Americans going vegan. But the trade-off is we don't have any vitamin B12 in our food supply anymore, and that's a really key essential nutrient. Without it, we would not be alive. That's not a trade-off most are going to be willing to take.
No.
And I think it highlights that's with all Americans going vegan, right? That's with all Americans going vegan, all of our livestock somehow disappearing overnight. Mm-hmm. So the reality is if you're somebody that, you know, wants to do good and you heard about Meatless Mondays and you say, well, I'm going to cut back my food, you know, my meat consumption, it's just not going to add to anything, not to make people feel powerless, right? It's just that it doesn't scale to much change, mm-hmm. right? Because if you don't eat that beef or that meat, somebody else probably is going to. You're not changing the demand structure of the U.S. economy. Everybody's important, but we're not that important, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's what's the key takeaway. You can't eat your way out of climate change.
Well, and think about how many people would be angry all the time. Like if I couldn't have my steaks ever, that might change my mood a little
bit. Yes, it would. And I think that's what's key. It's like a reality check is most people are omnivores. The reason we eat these foods is they're nutritious and they're delicious, right? I mean, that's the key thing. As we look at what's happening in the world, despite all this talk about dietary change to become plant-based, the overwhelming trend continues. As people get more money in their pockets around the world, they eat more animal source foods. They eat more meat, they eat more eggs, fish, they eat more animal protein. That's actually a good thing for human beings because there's a lot of people that are still either protein deficient or they're deficient in a lot of the micronutrients that animal source foods have. I think we miss the forest for the trees on this topic of like, that's reality. You're not going to control people. I don't think we want to live in a society where you somehow massively control what 7 billion people eat. So the other side of it is like, okay, well, that's reality. Mm-hmm. We got to step up and meet the challenge in agriculture, right? Mm-hmm. We got to keep getting better so we can deliver high-quality nutrition to people in a responsible manner. And I think that's the story agriculture needs to say, you know, don't worry about this dietary change thing. You do you. You eat what you want. Mm-hmm. If it is tofu, awesome. We'll grow soybeans better. And if it's beef, great. We're going to grow cattle better. And just highlight that to people.
So is that kind of what you would suggest to producers is like the first steps of what they can be doing when talking about sustainability is just kind of bringing up the basic things that we've been talking about?
I think so. I think people respond better to positive framings. Mm-hmm. I think we all do, right? And saying, you know, we're not a big contributor to any of these problems, but we have a contribution. We take responsibility for it. This is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the things that we can do to improve further are, quite frankly, the things that are going to make your business better. Mm-hmm. It's the basics of animal husbandry, right? Anytime we're improving reproductive efficiency of cattle, if we improve the genetic merit of cattle, mm-hmm. if we improve animal health, we require fewer natural resources to produce food for people. So that's a key thing to drive home, is that better animal welfare equals better for the environment equals better for everybody, right? That connection for folks. So it's not necessarily only new innovation and new technologies. It could be. But sometimes it's just the basic of better management. That actually makes a big difference in this whole story, too.
Elanco's Dr. Sarah Place. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Farmers throw a big curveball at wheat diseases that they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't touch Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance and acid soil tolerance. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.